It's finally happened. I couldn't believe it. I sent you the photo. It was amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have social media addiction, you may be entitled to compensation.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And if you hire Taylor and Taylor, we'll get you that compensation. If there's one thing we know, it's about being addicted and being addicted to social media. Me and Nathan have seen it all.
Sir, you sent all my nudes to you. I need it for court evidence.
Yes. Listen, we're the only way you can keep your photos safe, okay? The iCloud isn't safe anymore. Remember when that got hacked? Remember the fappening? Do you remember when that happened?
Yeah. By the way, you are the new owner of an OnlyFans account. Congratulations. Yeah.
It was only a matter of time before lawsuits like that started flying around about social media, right?
Yeah, but I feel like it's really weird the way they did that, because I sent you the image and I didn't mean to capture this image right here perfectly, but it's like self-harm, suicide attempt, and then suicide, because it differentiates between the three. I'm like, well, all three of those feel like a suicide attempt. You're either successful or you're not.
Well, I guess, Nathan, you have to understand is, like, some people are so hardcore that they just want to harm themselves. They don't want to end it. You know, it's called cries for help.
And for all of you that are out there listening, I want to know that this is serious. It said suicide. Now, if it was a bunch of jackoffs that didn't know what they were talking about, I'd be like, unaliving attempts? And
yeah. By the way, we're now restricted on YouTube. Thanks, Nathan.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Who knows? I don't understand how that shit works. We don't make money off of this. I don't pay attention to the rules.
All we're doing is we're just quoting a...
We're talking about the news.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a news article. It was like a weird... Isn't it weird that ambulance chasers, because people don't leave their houses now and aren't getting in accidents, they're like, we got to come up with a new way.
Want to guess where this
money.
infomercial was?
What?
No guess? I'll give you
Okay. Infomercial, why you were watching a certain, like, what TV show it was on or what channel?
No,
what
just you, like, what yeah, what type of channel, what channel?
Ooh, I'm going to,
off the beaten path.
You're watching it. Okay, but you're also a Pluto TV watcher.
No, this is over at a dinner night, so watching cable.
Okay, so you were watching cable.
Fancy.
Okay, so it's not you picking the TV. Okay,
correct.
So that helps. Actually, it doesn't help at all. It broadens it.
Yes, it really
does. Nathan's going to only watch like three channels.
Yeah.
That's the shitty part about when you buy like cable. Like, I have YouTube TV and I watch four fucking channels.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, I got rid of YouTube TV just purely because I'm like, okay, so what I want is not cable. What I want is access to sports and nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yep. For real. I get what you're saying. So let me think here. Okay. I'm going to, man, this is a tough one, Nathan. I have a pretty good idea where you're probably over at. I'm going to hit ESPN. I'm going to try to hit a buzzer beater on ESPN,
man.
Here.
Survey says, oh, that's number three, but that is not
Damn.
Number one.
Damn. Okay. All right. What else?
There's a lot of games.
ABC Family.
This is a family. It's a family channel. You're close.
Yeah. Okay.
Ballpark.
Freeform, formerly known as ABC Family.
Yeah. The Game Show Network.
The Game Show. You're fucking with me.
No, dead serious.
Game Show Network. The thing that just plays reruns of fucking The Wheel of Fortune and Price is Right.
It was Game Show Network, and it was playing. Whose Line Is It Anyways?
That's not a game show. Nobody wins on that. The points don't even matter.
Well, are you saying the points that this commercial is making don't matter?
No, it doesn't. I think it was a Yes And commercial.
Oh, it was a fucking improv troupe that just came through?
Yeah. Fucking Ryan Stiles came on as like, things lawyers would try. They're doing scenes
for dude,
things
I thought it
lawyers
was.
Lawyers would try to get you to be a
I thought it
lawsuit.
Was weird and I recognized Carrot Top reading it.
Drew Carey came out of nowhere.
It was insanity to watch this happen, because not only I'm like, yes, it's an issue, but
right.
B, your demographic right now, it's not an issue.
Yeah, I would like to know, is it, well, that'd be actually kind of interested now. because the Game Show Network is definitely for people over the age of 55.
With gambling addictions, yes.
Dude, nursing homes, they're just fucking running game on, like, I bet you this is the one where they got, they're just doing.
I got 20 that second from the left goes over by a dollar or more.
That kind of rules, honestly. Like, once you become an elderly person in an old folks home, dementia, every episode of Jeopardy is new.
That is true.
Alex Trebek never died, dude. The GOAT lives forever.
Bob Barker's still alive.
Yeah, dude. He'll spade and neuter pets for eternity, dude. He'll be cutting dog balls off for eternity.
Oh, and this, you know what? That's a great idea. People of you that listen that are in DARPA need to make a robot that just spays and neuters as Bob Barker. Just
yeah. spay and neuter your pet. Spay. Oh,
yeah, that stuttering's a problem. It spayed and neutered your male dog. Whoops.
Oh, dude, just a creepy old robot.
Mm.
They just take the House of Wax Bob Barker and put mechanical parts in him.
Have you ever been in a wax house? Those are so fucking creepy.
No, you have. I know for a fact. It's actually when you call me now. It's you on the bed with
Hugh Hefner, dude.
Hugh Hefner.
Hot. That's my.
For a long time, it was you in pool floaties with a
big
old smile.
Even if you don't set that photo and you accept my calling card, that is what my calling card is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You had that as your calling card. And then I was like, that's good. But I want this one. I went back to the pool floating because it's hilarious.
Yeah, too.
It's so funny when people pull that up. You're not even the most embarrassing one on my phone, though.
All right.
That's why I hated the calling cards thing, because they're fucking with all my presets. I have some hilarious pictures of people on their presets.
Gotcha.
I have a preset. I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast.
Yeah.
This one, the one is.
I have some good ones that could contribute as blackmail if I ever needed it.
Yeah. They're not blackmail. She knows about it. It's funny, but it's like, I'm not going to put it
For on the internet. But no.
It is
no,
funny,
No, it's
though.
Just funny because I distinctly remember going through the section with Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, and Ariana Grande.
Uh-huh.
And Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
You're like, wow, Ariana Grande's in here? She doesn't have an ass.
No, she doesn't.
I thought this was the ass.
She's so small. And then you go next, and then Cardi B and Nicki Minaj, their asses, you can see everybody's been touching them and rubbing them down. So
there's fucking literal, they could do an entire fingerprint database through the wax because people have been pitching.
It was just, it's so funny because you walk by, because they just got these like mini skirts on and their asses hanging out. And I'm like, there must be somebody employed here who is an ass expertise person. It's just like, oh, I got to add a quarter inch back to the left cheek.
Yeah. We need our ass expert in here.
I'm just if I ever went back, I wouldn't be surprised if I saw no slapping these asses.
There's just a detective in there with a fucking cigarette, like, someone took a chunk out of the left ass. How do you know? I'm an ass expert.
I see the teeth marks.
Yeah. You can see the teeth marks right there. Looks like the jawline of a 40-year-old meth head.
It's either that or it's fucking odd job.
Yeah, that's great that the Game Show Network is concerned about old people committing suicide. Honestly, though, Nathan, I know you're like, you think it's the wrong demographic. I think it's actually the right one.
Okay.
Because
to take their mind off mesothelioma?
That, first of all, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Listen, they've squeezed all they can out of that whole thing.
Mm, okay.
The asbestos train has left. It's much like the gold rush of 49. It's dried up by the time you got there.
Mm.
But so Facebook now is mostly people our age and older at this point. Like, you don't know any teenagers getting on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's doing that, right? Maybe Instagram. But even then, not that much, right?
Yeah.
So, and the older people who are just now joining, right? They've stayed away from the internet this long. They don't know how to handle bots and troll accounts.
Oh, okay. Memes are real.
Yeah, memes are real, Nathan. Oh. They're news stories. Those are headlines. Those aren't jokes.
Oh, okay.
They don't understand. So they think the Mexican word of the day meme is an actual Mexican word of the day. You see where we're going? Right?
You guys hear this article from The Onion? They told us it's off on tangents.
The Onion's a credible news source. They're peeling back the layers of bullshit. They're worried about women time traveling to get abortions. It's going to start happening.
I saw it. Lotteries are just ways to catch time travelers. That's the only way you can win.
It's time crime. They're sending Tom Cruise back to kill you. It's Minority Report. They're not the Minority Report I wish it was. Grandpa, stop.
Yeah, exactly. Back in my day, MacGyver would fix this shit.
Yeah, but that's why, dude. They don't know how to navigate those dirty waters of the internet comments and stuff. So those people are probably self-harming.
They're still watching reruns of Unsolved Mysteries, believing them to be true.
Yeah, exactly. It never actually happened. Mm. It's false. Yeah. So I think they're actually hitting the right demographic, probably. Because kids, I feel like nowadays, know everything's fake. I feel like, right? We all know, like, I think me and you, luckily, because we spend way too much time on the internet, we know how to point out fake things, and we see fake things all the time.
What are you talking about?
I catch
JFK wearing a girdle like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was real. No, that's real.
Oh, okay.
That's how they blackballed him.
Oh.
Yeah. Why I oughta. This Cuban Missile Crisis is going to stop. Well, what do you think about this girdle photo? Okay, you can keep your missiles.
You're telling me that will align my spine? I'll take it. I don't know why he's Australian.
Because you suck at accents. I don't know why I can do the Canadaes. Now I fucking damn it. Damn you, Nathan. You fucked my... I had Ted Kennedy right there.
Oh, crikey. I tell you what...
Ask not what you can do for your... God damn it, you fucked my brain.
Yes.
I hate you. I was in a groove. I was nailing it.
You were doing great.
I had JFK down perfect, and then you were like, Australian. I can't help but go into Australian accents. I'm 2 degrees from an Australian accent anytime I try to do a voice.
News of the day is JFK was not Australian. Yay!
Oh, man, I'm not going to be able to do a voice the rest of this episode. It'll just magically morph. I'm just going to morph into a... Good night, fuck.
I will take that girdle. That's a knife.
That's a knife. Fuck, dude. Fuck. Ask not what you can do. Damn. He's so close to an Australian.
It's very
accent.
Close.
It's that mid-Atlantic. Ask not. What you can do for your country.
The only way I could do it was I used to be able to do voices really well, but that one was easy because I used to have to start acting British and then throw in try and speak that way, but speak Southern, bang on.
Yeah.
But I can't do it anymore. I don't have that bone. I don't flex it.
I don't know what it is. I had it, and then you just completely fucked my brain up for some reason. You said Australian, and I can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. Anyway, what were we talking about before we got on JFK? I don't remember. Yeah, we were talking about old people being susceptible to bullshit online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like our conversations are probably what's going on the daily in a retirement home.
Oh, no, yeah. This is we are not helping with mental health in any capacity. That's why I love this podcast. Like, a lot of people are like, we're addressing our ADHD or maybe the fact that we have mild autism. Like, people are all trying to self-diagnose themselves. Mm. And me and you are just like, no, we're going to take our ADD and let it fucking run free like a wild stallion. It'll split off from the herd. We don't give a shit. Just let that fucker run.
I feel like a baby colt with long, flowing hair.
Yeah, dude. Just beautiful and majestic, running through the hills of Montana. That's our ADHD.
I'm lost. I'm in Monte Picchu.
I don't even have ADHD. I haven't been diagnosed.
No, me either.
Although it's crazy how many people are trying to tell you you have a disease nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, exes.
Current girlfriends.
Yeah.
You don't agree with me?
That's so weird. Yeah, I think you have something.
We should get you on dopamine killers in order to better program you.
Pretty much. Have these blockers.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. I like my brain.
I like mine too.
I like it some days. I'll say that. Then there's other days where I'm manically like, what is fucking wrong?
Oh, dude, I love my way of thinking so much. But then, yeah, I have those days where you could text me, yo, good job. And I'll be like, fuck you, dude. Fucking shit. God, why are you making fun of me? Just take everything passive aggressive. Yeah.
Dude, that's why I'm telling you, text messaging is the worst thing that's ever happened to humanity, especially for someone like me.
Oh, I'm taking your text message 40 different ways.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, if you want to tell me something good, please call me so I can hear the inflection of your voice that you actually mean it. I can't. Any way you put anything else, I'm going to be like, the fuck does that mean?
Oh, yeah. I read that as, good job. Like, yeah. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
I read it as Christian.
Awesome.
I read it as Christian Bale critiquing me.
Yeah. Oh, good for you.
Yeah. It's
you got new fucking lights.
Well, yeah, man, they're
good for you.
The LEDs, they change color.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's the worst thing that's ever happened. Although I will say this, thanks to that, I think we've talked about this before, but thanks God technology advanced the way it did, where it is like text-based communication and stuff like that. And it's now like auto correct and all that stuff, because I never had to really learn how to spell.
See, you said auto, and my brain immediately went to autoerotic asphyxiation. I don't know why.
Because you like to fill in the gaps, dude.
Yeah, apparently. I'm just gasping for the next sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, you like to close those airways off, bud. Yeah, dude. I don't know. I don't know. My brain's probably deteriorating, much like the rest of my body, dude. I feel like I'm falling apart. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't believe what people said about the whole you turn, get in your 30s and everything starts hurting. I didn't believe that.
See, I haven't experienced that.
I guess, okay. I'm just being super hyperbolic because I haven't had anything like terrible, really, right? It's just I've had a couple annoying, like this week, I've been dealing with for some reason, a bum knee and a twisted ankle. And here's what bums me out about it. I have no fucking idea how it happened.
Hmm.
Nope. No, I woke up and like I was like, my fucking knee hurts. Oh, and my fucking Achilles along with my tendons in my ankle hurt.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been that like triathlon you ran in your dream.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I do that a lot. Man, I be training in my dreams so well.
When I'm sleeping real good, I get a Rocky montage going.
Dun, 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 dun. I fall asleep exclusively to the Rocky soundtrack just so I could hit those PRs in my sleep.
Mm. My Apple Watch says my heartbeat was 160 while I was sleeping.
I was never in REM. I was shadow boxing the hat people. I was the sleep paralysis demons. I got up and started shadow boxing them. Yeah. That's my literal
shadow. And now my dog won't come near me.
Yeah, my girlfriend's woken up to me fighting the shadows many times. I'm just like,
She just wakes up and goes, you got a counter.
He's not getting hit, he's getting angry. Yeah, that's what I hear my dog when she's barking at me to wake up. I hear Mick.
You're gonna throw lightning and crap thunder.
I bet you I did do it in my fucking sleep somehow. Like doing some weird shit, probably like you just sleep wrong and you like hyperextend your knee weird or some shit. It's like I have a bruise on my patella tendon, like part that keeps your knee stay like kneecap straight. Like the bottom part has like a bruise on it, and the ankle I have zero fucking idea how I hurt that. All I know is it was swollen.
A little midnight basketball.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'm just out there hooping. I wake up with a, like a gold medal or like a 3-on-3 champion. What?
Oh, dude, I got second place in and one.
It's Wade in his sleep, Taylor out there balling out of control like usual. He doesn't even wake up for the games, Clark.
Oh, that's a technical. Drooling on the ball gives the advantage to him.
Yeah, old spitball is a bit outlawed in baseball and in basketball thanks to no sleep, Taylor.
I just watch basketball, and that seems like something that should be in there.
Spitball? Yeah, it does. I'm sure it's an outtake. They probably wrote a joke.
Probably.
Knowing those guys, they had about a billion jokes that got left on the table.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Matt and Trey.
Yeah, so, yeah, I hate not knowing how the fuck I have a bum leg, because then it sucks, because when you're in, like, a groove of, like, working out or doing the things you're supposed to be doing right.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you get hurt, and then now all of a sudden all that momentum you had going has been stopped, so you kind of have to restart the routine and shit all over again.
See, I've gotten to the point where I don't like working out around other people, because I've had other people like, hey, your form, you need to do da-da-da. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
You're right. Are you a personal trainer? Are you certified?
No, but I did watch Instagram Reels.
Yeah, you know what you need to do? Anytime someone says that to you, go, name me every muscle in the human body.
Let's check your
By its Latin name.
All right, I want to see your anatomy lesson first.
Yeah. Listen here, fuckface. Did you pass biology in high school?
Hey, thanks, dude. Thanks, douche. I appreciate your pro bono workout tips, but I don't think I need any of this.
What is with you and your gay thoughts lately? Last week, you're telling me you were looking up videos of people shaving themselves, and now you're like pro bone.
No.
I mean pro bono.
I just can't get it out of my head, dude. Ever since I saw that video, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, dude, you're just thinking about it, dude. You're just fucking all about it. Yeah, dude, that's annoying as hell. That's one reason. It is nice, like, having – I know I don't have a lot of, like, at my house for as far as gym equipment, but not having a real gym membership and just having, like, the weights I need, and then I don't have to worry about other people or worry about, like, waiting on somebody to get away from equipment, it rules.
I don't know. I find it easier just to do the stuff and the solace of my own place.
For sure. I mean, all you need, if you have 25-pound dumbbells, you're set. You don't need anything else.
No, you just do more reps.
Yeah, way more reps, and it's great. You can literally do a full-body workout. That's all I've been doing is full-body workouts. I have the 225-pound dumbbells and a 15-pound kettlebell.
Yeah.
And I just rotate different workouts with those two things.
Yeah, I just sit there. I put on that YouTube video, and I get a good sweat going doing my work.
Yeah. Just breathing heavy. Like, oh, so much dumb. Yeah, you're gonna tiger bomb that jungle you got around that dong, aren't you?
That lawnmower 2.0 can't compete to that razor.
Oh man, that it's too thick for that lawnmower. You're gonna have to nair that.
You gotta napalm that jungle.
It's gonna be like Vietnam for your uncle all over. If he walks in, he's gonna have flashbacks. Oh man, if nobody watched last week's episode, they have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. Hilarious. Anyway, but yeah, I'm just tired of having injuries that like I don't know what they're doing, man.
Yeah,
it sucks. But one of these days, I'll figure it all the fuck out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm wearing Tommy Copper stuff right now. I'm wearing those info. I'm wearing an infomercial currently, Nathan.
See, I thought that was like Tommy John's, wasn't it? Or is that just, no, that's
Tommy
a shoulder.
Tommy John's a surgery Sur- that you get.
Holy shit,
elbow.
A shoulder. I meant to say surgery. I go to it is
Maybe
on your
you
shoulder.
Should listen to that guy at the gym. Maybe he does know his anatomy better than you.
You know, when I'm sitting there, dude, I'm working out my thighs as I'm curling.
Yeah. No, dude, if I lock my legs out while doing this, I get a sweet burn in my quads.
Yeah. I'm doing the press. I'm like, I'm working out my triceps and my calves. Yeah. What?
You're doing forearm curls. He was like, it's working on my neck muscles.
Yeah, because
I'm going to have to get a yoked ass neck. I'm about to be like Brock Lesnar, just all fucking neck.
I exclusively listen to the Night of the Roxbury soundtrack while I'm working yeah. out.
Hell yeah, dude. Tommy Copper stuff is just like, it's just a brand of compression, like sleeves and shit.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so
is that
like,
the
I have
Brett
a
knee... Favre shit?
Yeah, it's the Brett Favre shit. Okay, you know? they don't associate with him anymore since the whole I don't know when was it?
Since the whole Mississippi volleyball team thing.
I think it was before that. I think this was text message time when he was sending assless chat pics.
Oh, when he's showing his gray dick off to people.
Yeah, when he was doing that. Yeah, that his Mississippi backwoods dick. When he was trying to show how he trims his balls.
That would have got so many hits on YouTube.
Yeah. Wait, you can just put your dick on. He was just like, wait, you can put your dick on YouTube and just as long as you're teaching people how to shave, you can do that. Well, hell, I'd have done that.
Oh, crikey, I could have put me dick on.
I was nailing the southern accent. Now I'm going to turn into a fucking Australian when I do Brett Favre from now on.
Yeah. No,
that's probably the wrong kind of southern accent I was doing, too. Mississippi is probably fucking hard as hell to do.
Fast and broken as fuck.
Right. It's like quarter of words, right? It's not even a quarter of words. It's like
almost a nickel worth
of words.
The people I know that are from Mississippi, until you get to know them, at first when you hear their accent going on, you're like, it sounds like somebody mumbling because they're fast. I'm just, hey, man.
Is it closer to like...
Boomhauer.
Okay. I was going to say, like, is it like Louisiana, what are they called? Cajun? Like the deep wooded Cajun people.
Yeah.
Like,
the ones.
Name and I ain't no more bang.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm out of Monday. Nigga, I'm Monday.
It's the coach off water boy.
Yeah. That's what I. Home and wait, mate. You like to see homos naked? That's cool, man. No. I'm like a man. Everybody know that. Thank you, boy. Oh, dude, fucking classics. But, yeah, that's what I assume it really sounds like. But I don't know. I guess I've never met anybody from Mississippi now that I think about it. I don't know anybody from Mississippi.
Yeah, I only met them because of boot camp.
Right. I think – oh, okay, that makes even more sense. God damn, that would be – horrific to have in your platoon. Like you're trying to, he's the coordinates guy.
Dude, we had no, thank god
we need the coordinates for the enemy. 6 40 7 2.
I have a you're like, what were those acronyms? God damn it.
He's just trying to say alpha, beta, sex. That would be fucking terrible.
No, it was crazy because of the amount of accents you had access to while you're there. Because I didn't believe it was true about Georgia being slow until you hear somebody actually from Georgia. I don't know where, like Macon or something. It's somewhere around there, Macon, Georgia. But
I don't know why when you just said that, I don't know where he's from. That just reminded me of Forrest Gump and Tex. I don't remember where Tex was from.
I just didn't remember the city. Like,
I
knew it wasn't Atlanta.
I just went with the way you said it. Yeah. Anyways.
But no. We got to go running probably about 8 miles. And you're like, speed the fucking thing up.
8. Maybe 9 miles.
I mean, there's zero chance of misinterpretation. You just, for a 2 to 5 second message, took a full minute, and you're like, need to put
Here's
you on 1.5.
Here's the thing I always wonder about people like that, right? People are always like, man, they're so slow. You ever think maybe their brain is overclocked, but their mouth just can't speak fast enough? So their brain's like, come on, spit it the fuck out. But the mouth is just like, we ran about eight. But the brain is just yelling, come on, faster.
It was a magical handicap of the mouth. Yeah. Like, you couldn't say anything
like
quickly.
Like the sloth from Zootopia.
his nickname's Speedy.
Why don't you tell us a joke? What?
That would be the... If he did that, yeah. I can't imagine if... Oh, God. I want to say his name is like... It started with an R. I want to say Rick, but I don't think that's right.
Right.
But either way... I can't picture this dude doing any stand-up routines, let alone telling a joke, because the whole time, as long as it is, you'd probably be able to formulate the rest of the story, the punchline, before he's halfway through it.
Probably. That's crazy. So I have a question for you then, because I guess I never asked you about this. So there's so many different accents, so you like got to hear all these different I guess dialect's a weird way to say it, but like just a way of speaking English here in our country. Did people say you have an accent from being from the Midwest?
Yes.
You see, and that's so weird to me, because I think, isn't that why they send newscasters here, is because we have less of an accent.
That's what I
so
think
they,
too.
A lot of people learn the Midwestern because it's more, I think because you can digest it better, I guess, is it's easier to hear around the country,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
It's more understandable without any yeah. accent, would be my assumption.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just never heard it. And, like, if anything, I thought for sure when I moved to Utah, right, there wasn't really a Utah accent. I'll say that, too. Like, there wasn't, like, any kind of
Is there
of
clear,
weird...
like, any clear dialect that makes you go... You're from Utah. Much like if you're from the Midwest, people around here say, oh.
Yeah, it's, oh, I can't have caffeine. Oh, fuck, you're from Utah.
No stimulants for me. Frick.
Oh, have you met my third wife? Oh, you're from Utah.
You're either from Utah or you're from a certain area in Mexico.
Yeah, no. There's definitely, like, vocabulary. If I heard anybody say the word funeral potatoes, I would know they're definitely from Utah.
The hell is that?
Dude, I still to this day don't know. I heard it was one of those things. That
is that their potato potato?
Jokes.
You're like, you say the same thing, and they're like, funeral potatoes.
It was like it's like a dish.
Or is that something? Oh, see, I was about to say, is that something you pelt the dead with to show your respect?
Yeah, it's a hot dish. It's basically a casserole, but that's what it's like.
It's served at a funeral.
Yeah, it's in the Intermountain West and Midwest, apparently. But I've never had it here, and we've lived in the Midwest our whole life. Oh, are funeral potatoes a Mormon thing? That's the second question.
Okay, okay, this checks out. Dude. This checks out.
Oh, man, why do we always end up bashing the Mormons on this
podcast? Believable.
If I didn't live there, we would never talk about them. But here we are. Even though you're not of the faith in Utah, still called Mormon funeral potatoes are the only positive correlation. Okay, so it's not really
the
a
funeral
Mormon
potatoes.
Thing. But yeah, it was just like a thing that they called. I heard it got referenced all the time.
That like, seems like something like just, you wouldn't reference all the time.
It was just it can't seem like it came up in people's jokes all the time, right?
Is that because they can't cuss, but they can? That's their only way to say "I hope you're dead." I can't wait to have your funeral potatoes.
Probably, I think that's it's just a way to wish death on somebody in the politest way. I can't wait to bring a hot dish of potatoes to your funeral, bud.
Oh, cool! I love their Chicago now.
Yeah, why are we always giving them either Chicago or fucking Minnesota accents? I don't get it. Why do we do this?
Welcome to Utah. Go Bears.
Hey, go Bears. You know who we like to praise here? The Latter-day Saints.
Fuck, dude. Our geographic skills are shit.
Oh, dude, we're terrible. Anyway, No, but I think it was just like an easy reference because everybody there apparently knows what funeral potatoes are. I didn't because I'm an outsider, right? I'm an outlander. Outlanders don't know what funeral potatoes are. But that's like mentioning green bean casserole here, I think.
Okay.
Like everybody knows green bean casserole here.
Yeah.
Like that's a Midwestern staple. But I don't think
I don't think that's something around here. Dude.
Well, I know there's other people who make green bean casserole, right? But it's way more common here.
Yeah, on Thanksgiving.
I feel like than anywhere else. Like, well, Thanksgiving, like I know I definitely have heard people from New York talk about green bean casserole, but I don't think people make it as often as we do. Like, we'll have it as a full dish. You do, like, you even add, like, the beef to it, you know? You just, like, you ever make a beef green bean casserole?
You just made me think of people that put tater tots in it.
Oh, dude, that's great, too. Tater tot casserole is another one. That's a solid choice.
No, that's called church food at that point.
Man, well, dude, sometimes take me to the Lord, dude.
Yeah, that, and then that will take you to the throne.
The Lord provides, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
And he provides
Scud missiles for later in the day.
Spuds.
The
yeah.
I was gonna tell you though, that just made me remember. Out of all the accents, the one state you think would have one was an impressive mimicry of somebody they wanted to be. And I'll just go ahead and say this. Fuck you, Montana. You copycat and sons of bitches. Both people from there are like, I want to be a cowboy. And they'd settle up next to anybody with a southern accent and try to parrot that accent the whole way through basic.
That's hilarious. They're just trying to get next to people from Texas and Louisiana, trying to steal that accent. That's hilarious. Honestly, it would have been funny if they were like Montana and they were just getting next to people from Kentucky by accident. They're speaking that fucking hill people.
Oh, jeez, dude. Yeah, man. So, you've seen blue people?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really easy to do that, though. I feel like as a Midwesterner, it's so easy to pick up on people's dialects. Like in like their accents and that.
If you're there for a prolonged time, but when the Montana people I saw, I mean, just laser beamed the second they heard somebody talking.
True. I'm like, oh, they would just absorb anybody's.
No. They heard somebody that was southern and had the, hey y'all, I'm from Louisiana, and then it'd be like, oh, that's my new best friend right there. I'm gonna learn some things.
I'm gonna learn some new words. I mean, I definitely it's easy to fall into the vocab stuff.
Okay.
That's what I find is like I get into the vocab because I like once I learn what it means and then I'm talking to certain people to like just keep communicating with them. I use words they use so they understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Does that make I guess like heaps was one that like has stuck with me since hanging out with my buddies who are Australian in college.
Oh, okay.
Heaps is a way they say a ton.
See, I took from the Australians I knew, I only took one word from them, and that was a friendship word, and that is calling everybody a cunt.
Yeah, no, that's a classic one. That's what's funny is I didn't realize that was such an Australian thing, because I don't remember Mikey or Joel ever really calling each other cunts or calling anybody a cunt.
No, it's not
just...
I think
they were probably warned when they got over here. They're like, hey
man, don't call each other right proper cunts.
Yeah. Yeah, dog cunt.
Oh, he's a stand-up cunt. You're just like, those two are...
And now we're definitely demonetized on YouTube and hidden in the algorithm. YouTube does not fuck with that word. I know that for a fact. But yeah, it's... But yeah, like he never said. But heaps was a big one. I remember heaps was like one that stuck with me. And I remember when I got called on it because I'd just only been hanging out with these dudes a couple weeks, and we like as like a trip, like a new student trip at my junior college I went to. They had a bus where we could go up to the Mall of America because we were close to the Iowa and Minnesota border, so they took a charter bus up there and we could go up there. And
surprise, all of you get to go into Camp Snoopy.
Yeah. Oh, dude, we had a blast. There's a photo of me somewhere with two Australians and a Canadian fucking on a roller coaster. Like, woo!
Nice.
On the Pepsi roller coaster, dude.
Canadians.
Before they turned it into Nickelodeon.
I'll say this. Canadians rule. That's who introduced me to Daft Punk.
That's another term I got from him. I'll finish my story here, though. We're on the bus, though, and I'm telling Mikey a story about something, and I used the word heaps in the story, and I was like, so we got, like, heaps of beer or something is whatever I said. And he goes, did you just say heaps? And I was like, I did, didn't I? And he just started laughing because he knew he had rubbed off on me enough that I would casually just use it without thinking about it.
Mm, gotcha.
That's how much they said it. Like, it was just – fluid. So this day I still use it. I've used it in fucking stand-up jokes where I say heaps.
Gotcha.
Because it's a fun word. The Canadian I got, Brett had, he used to say a thing they call 24-packs twofers.
Yep.
So that was like, when he first said that to me, he was like, you guys want to get some twofers or get a twofer? And I was like, a twofer of what? It was like the whole Sandlot scene. You want some more?
Some more of what?
I haven't had any yet. So how can I have some more nothing? And I was like, a twofer of what? What are we getting two for what? He's like, no, a twofer.
Two for locos?
Yeah. You mean we're getting two for the price of a one? What are you talking
about? Buy two, get four?
I throw that out at my buddies now and then. I will say a twofer just to see what they say. But, like, I never liked that one. I also, like, I asked him, I was like, what do you call a fucking 30 rack?
And 30, I don't 30. Know,
they had a different name for it, though. They had a different name for a 30 rack, too. But, yeah, you definitely.
A Toronto?
30-30. Toronto. Ah, that's a great fucking joke, bud. From downtown, Nathan sniping. See, we know geography. yeah, that was a good one. The other guys that like their accents like kind of fucked with me, or actually, they didn't fuck with me as bad. But it was my buddy Dylan, my roommate. He had a problem. There was these guys from Boston, and they were great dudes, but they thick ass Boston accents.
Yeah, they're right? Wicked awesome.
Wicked awesome, dude. That's why I credit, like, I can't do a great Boston accent, but I can do an okay one because I was around these guys.
Gotcha.
And Dylan got real bad where, like, when he was hanging out with them, and they never called him on it. I think just because they didn't care or they didn't notice. But he would start, like, really hitting those, like, dead. Where's the car, dude? He would start hitting it real bad. And I called him on it. I was like, dude, what the fuck was that?
That's like the people that go to New York once. They come back and be like, so I was driving mad far, yo.
Yeah, I was mad far.
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
Who's driving mad? Who's mad far? What is mad far, by the way? I need to know a kilometer or mile.
So it's a common mispronunciation. So they just got done watching Lion King or Aladdin, and they're talking about Jafar.
The other worst one was we and Dylan would make fun of the girls who were from Minnesota.
Okay.
And because
easy.
Yeah, very easy. Because of how they said phone.
But
they go, phone?
Oh, I was talking about it's easy because it's them. What about Minnesota made it fun to pick up?
But, dude, they would just hit the – anybody seen my phone? And me and Dylan would – anytime they said phone, we'd go, phone? And the problem
phone
was
home?
Is I made fun of them so much that I came home.
Doing that
spring break or whatever, and I was like, Mom, have you seen my phone? And I was saying phone that Mom goes, what the fuck did you say? Like, I got caught. I was like, fuck. Fuck.
Starts sounding like Conor McGregor. What the fook?
Mom, have you seen my phone? I got heaps of text messages.
All of a sudden you sound like Madonna when she moved to Europe for one summer.
Vogue. It's hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, man. Who would have thought accents would take us down that Brimrose path? embarrassing.
So I was gonna,
what else is going on with you?
Yeah, not much, man. Just living life. Ugh.
Nice.
Ugh. But, no, I wanted to ask you, how was this weekend,
yes,
dude? Sound pretty awesome.
Oh, dude, it was great. I got to do a really cool show this weekend. I got to open up for Louis J. Gomez, or I hosted, I should say. I didn't feature. I hosted. And it was really cool. It's, you know, he's one of my favorite comics. I would say one of your favorite comics, too. We're both fans of Legion of Skanks and stuff like that. So it was fucking really cool. It was great to meet him. He was great. He's working on a whole new hour. And I saw him do, like, I guess he did like 20 minutes of new stuff, 20 to 25 minutes of new stuff that he was been working on. And then the rest of it was completely like he was just kind of not winging it, but like going in and out of crowd work, doing stuff. So it was like really fascinating to see like how he was trying to work out his new hour and stuff.
No, I saw it was his first sold out deal of his tour so far.
Sold out of the tour. He shouted out Teehees on the Realize podcast when he got back, so that's kind of cool. So it was good. It's a good look for the club. That was the club's first full weekend where they had like a one comic headlining like both Friday and Saturday. So it, for it to work out that way was really cool. It was a lot of fun, really cool to be a part of. I had a blast. It was a good time. So all the Skanks fans are always good crowd members. So.
I'm just picturing AJ partying with two bottles.
Yeah, dude, he was pretty stoked. Everybody was stoked. I know that everybody at the bar did well, too. Like, the bartenders cleaned the fuck up.
Oh, I'd imagine.
Yeah. That show? It was a great fucking weekend. So
late shows had to be great.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I wasn't there on the Friday show. I only got to host the late show on Saturday, which was a ton of fun. I went to the early show Saturday just to watch because I wanted to, like, just be able to sit as a fan and kind of watch.
Gotcha.
And then
okay, now spoil his whole set. No.
Yeah. like I said, he did – like, it was so different, both shows that I saw. That I couldn't I don't think I could retell you.
No, that's cool, jokes. Though, that he's doing crowd work and stuff, mixing
yeah,
that
he
in.
Yeah, he did a lot, and he was doing really – it was really fun and really good.
So gotcha.
You could – you know, it's funny because, you know, the whole joke that they always make on, like, on podcasts is kind of shitting on Lewis a little bit for, like, being a bad joke writer and all this. And it's not true at all, obviously. It's all in good fun because he's –
yeah,
a really good joke.
And that's
writer.
Why you charged him 50% of the bar fees.
But yeah, he was crushing. Like, and it was so it was really fun to see that, and cool to meet him. It's not every day that you meet like some of your favorite comics and stuff. So that's what's kind of cool about that. So it was awesome. Like, I don't really there wasn't any crazy stories that happened or anything.
No,
so
I wasn't expecting those.
Room, whatever.
But, no, that's cool, dude.
Big milestone in comedy, I feel like, for me, especially getting to host on a sold-out show weekend and all that kind of stuff. It's good. So,
yeah,
always moving on up, I feel like. So,
yeah,
things have been going well. I'm doing a – by the way, if you're listening to this right now and you live in Clinton, Iowa, at the fucking tip of the eastern part of the state, I'm doing a half hour in Clinton, Iowa on March 16th. So March 16th, this St. Paddy's Day weekend. Come get yourself some tickets. Check out my social. You'll see links for the tickets to that.
That's already St. Patrick's Day. Damn.
I know, dude. It's fucking flying.
Fuck.
Yeah, but it was cool, though. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk about that at all because there wasn't really anything eventful, but
still.
Nathan's like, I want you to brag.
Yes, dude. dude, I wanted to tell you one PI that I have.
Oh, and fuck it, yeah, dude. Ending on a strong note here.
Simple, but easy. If a book about failure doesn't sell, is it a success? No. You fucking failed.
I think it's a super success.
No, it's part two of your book. You got to write another one now.
Part two. Failure 2.0.
Why the first book was a failure and what you can learn from it.
Well, I guess. No, man. I think you could market it. What was the initial goal of the first book? Honestly, I want to know what's in the first book. If you open it up, it's just one page. It says, you fucking loser. You bought this shit. And it's just destroying you.
Just a quick thing was to say, if you're noting down your failures, it will definitely bring success to you, but it should be very personal. That thing should not be revealed. That will bring a huge success. Oh, cool. So it's written by a dude. If you have a failure, cram it deep fucking down inside. Never mention it to anybody.
No, you hold on to that failure.
Yes.
Like, if I had a bad show while hosting for Luis J. Gomez, I would have never told you guys about that. I'd have been like, I didn't bomb in front of him. I never had a bad set. I just push it down.
That's right. You just would have read about it in the paper and seen it on the news as Wade flings the microphone around like a whip.
Yeah, it just would have been Lewis talking about how he had one of the worst hosts of all time on his biggest, giantest platform. He's like, this guy fucking sucked ass. Guy couldn't get a crowd going if you tried. Which then would have made me want to use social media to commit suicide.
I'd call the number and be like, you know, it's a little late, but
yeah. I'm going to go to an old folks home and watch the game show network.
I need to get that number.
It's my ideas.
their little Rolodex of things you could do if you have an addiction.
I don't understand why you'd want to write a book of failures anyway. I guess, I don't know, that's a lot of books, I guess. Like, The Great Gatsby is just about a failure.
Yeah, but, I mean.
Failure to get pussy.
This dork fucking sucks at everything. So he's like, yeah. I'm going to write a book about everything I suck at. Chapter one, when they first had me play dodgeball in second grade, I got pelted in the face.
That reminds me of a great, great Christopher Titus joke. It was one of my favorites where he's like, I'm not a failure. I succeed at finding what I'm not good at.
I mean, what's this guy's going to have a Mitch Hedberg joke in his future. He's like, I used to be a failure. I'm still a failure, but I used to be one too.
Oh, nothing like recycling old comedy jokes. yeah, I don't, why would you even, And, like, how you have to be failing a shit ton if that's what's going to turn into your goddamn book. Like, if you got a book's got to be at least,
hey, I'm
what, 150 pages to 250 pages? Like, bare
I
minimum?
Show no remorse from saying this statement. This dude that wrote this sucks. Like, the worst person in the world. Because, oh, my failures, I'm going to write a book. I guarantee he doesn't have friends. He's sad, lonely sack of shit. He goes online to even, like, if he's gaming, people fucking hate him. Get out of here, fucking piece of shit. Oh, man, I censored myself because I'm so used to online talk.
Yeah. Call of Duty got cool again.
It fucking rules.
We'll see how suicide rates go up after that. Anyway.
That's where you turn the lobby chat back on, and all you say is, you pick out one person, be like, you fucking suck, and then you mute yourself and watch everything blow up.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it's so fun when that happens. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this guy also could just have imposter syndrome, or he's an egomaniac and he's just looking. Like, this is that general question thing. So he's probably just trying to hopefully get those comments where it's like, no, bud, you're doing great. There's like those compliment
fishers,
dude.
I see what he's doing.
I
see what he's doing.
I hate compliment fishers.
No, he's not complimenting fishing. He's doing this for pussy, dude. I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. He sucks. This is a dork that can't do anything. So he can go to the bar and be like, I'm a self-help guru. I teach people how to fail better.
Yeah. Self-help guru trying to get pussy are like the kids who brought an acoustic guitar to a party, except they don't know how to play an instrument.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's so you don't even actually learn a real skill. Like, at least the kids who bring the guitar learn four chords. But if you're, like, just the self-help, I'm trying to better myself, man, you're a fucking tool.
Oh, this guy shows up with the thing, and all he can do is pluck and name the chords. And when someone's like, hey, play Freebird, he's like, no, man, I don't give in to your wills.
Dude, I'm not about requests, man.
He's
just let what feels good in, man.
He's a reborn flower child, a piece of shit.
Ugh, man. Do you I remember at one point, right? I don't think I ever had a flower child phase, but I went through a phase where I still really liked the music of the 70s. It's a very easy thing to get influenced by. Like, when I was super into Jimi Hendrix and shit,
mm-hmm.
which I still am. Love Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember, like, because I'd wear, like, Hendrix shirts and stuff, I had these, like, dope Hendrix shirts. People, like, those type of dudes who were going to turn into that once they hit college. Because I hit that in kind of middle school. Because one of my favorite skateboarders had, like, a Jimi Hendrix song, and then I fell down a Jimi Hendrix rabbit hole. And I remember, and you would run into those dudes who you knew were going to be those people in the quad who eventually grew out dreads, and we were just like, capitalism's bad, man. Like, they were going to turn into those dudes.
Okay, okay.
And I remember being like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, I immediately didn't like those dudes, so I didn't follow them. But those dudes, when you run into those,
They suck.
Those wannabe flower chads. Like, I'm an old spirit that was supposed to be in the 60s, man. No, you were born here and you have zero identity, so this is what you picked up on.
No, what they're secretly telling you, Wade, is they need to call that hotline because they should be dead.
Right. I wish I could have been raping it, Woodstock, man.
Uninhibited. Just. It was normal.
It was called free love, not rape, man.
Everybody was taking my drinks, man.
Yeah. They were all, we just became one with the universe together, man.
So I was reading my idol's bibliography. You might know him, Bill Cosby, and he says he did this too.
Feed your head. Chasing rabbits.
Fuck.
That's horrible. I'm going to hell. Anyway. You know where you can go instead of hell, Nathan?
BuddyGabe.com. Go check that out. Money we just got the whole network there, okay? Just go check all that out at your fingertips. Listen whenever you want. Everything on our network. But on YouTube.com, you can type in the search bar, Comic Wade Taylor with no spaces. Again, that's Comic Wade Taylor. You can check out that guy. You can get his special Wild Horses. You can get stand-up clips. This show, not worth the time, all right there. Bunch of clips, so make sure you go like and subscribe to that. And then back on punningame.com, get some threads.
That's right, everybody. Hop on over to the Punning Game shop where you can get t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and stickers all to represent your favorite shows here at punningame.com. So get yourself something cool over there. And don't forget to use promo code WGAF. That's promo code WGAF, and they get you a free shipping at checkout.
No, but seriously, that dork is a loser. We're out. Peace.
Self-help these nuts.
Who is this?